And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Awesome Mania. I'm Michael Lindebaum with your undisputed champion, as always, Mr. Ben Taylor.
Sup, fam?
And we're back on Twitch after not doing a Twitch stream the last time.
Yeah, there was a... I wasn't in a good space last time, health-wise. So I didn't want to be on camera. So.
Yeah. Always understandable. I mean, I understand also people need a break from my ugly face as well, too. So, but we've had some interesting stuff. We're actually recording. We're recording today.
Ow.
We're recording.
So one of the things that's wrong with me is I've got bruised ribs. So if I laugh, it hurts.
We're recording today because actually I'm actually getting ready to go away for a convention appearance.
Yep. We're going to do DerpyCon.
Yep. And when I come back, well, we'll actually announce it later on, but we'll get a special episode lined up for when I come back from DerpyCon. But we had the WWE draft. We had Hell in a Cell. We had AEW Dynamite episode 2 last week.
Yep.
And obviously news and notes. So as always with all episodes, let's rock it with the news and notes. Starting off right off the bat, you had John Moxley being stripped of the IGWP United States Championship because he couldn't travel out there to compete.
The IWGP US title.
Oh, IWGP. My bad.
I didn't know too much about New Japan's history, but we have been reassured that it's not uncommon for New Japan to strip people of titles when they can't make single appearances. So
and
that doesn't
say
anything to the breakdown in...
It was literally, there was a typhoon, Moxley's plane was canceled, and he couldn't get there.
Yep.
So there's... So, like you're saying, there's no tension between AEW and New Japan.
Well, there is, but...
Well, no tension in regards to Moxley.
That's not the cause, Yeah.
So...
There's a few big rumbles. Number one being the Wrestling Observer newsletter, old Uncle Dave...
Oh, Uncle Dave,
reporting that there is going to be big news coming out of Japan this week. Not, he won't say what it is, but it's big enough that, or the quote is, there will be a major story breaking in Japan this week unless something falls through. And he will not go into any more detail, but apparently it's a big enough story that he and Brian will be doing a special show. So.
Interesting.
Bear that in mind.
You had Mike Kanellis announcing on Twitter that he's requesting his release.
Yep. And couldn't he have done that before he started the Bobby Lashley Lana storyline? Other news. We're not going to use any of the draft news here because we're going to do a whole fucking segment on that shit show.
We might go 2 hours just on that alone.
I think another thing that's worth mentioning is Bailey slaughtered the Bailey buddies.
Yep.
And reactions from around the internet are... What's what I'm looking for? Let's say there's lots of videos of children crying, and it warms my curmudgeonly heart.
I'm not gonna lie. I remember watching that, and like Charlotte's already out in the ring, and you just see the look on Charlotte's face as well.
Like, huh?
Interesting. I see where this is going now.
Well, we're probably not going to cover them in detail. I did want to give a massive shout out to the NWA for episode 1 of Power. Episode 2 is tonight. I'm quite looking forward to that. I really enjoyed episode 1 of NWA Power Hour, which you can see live for free on their YouTube channel.
And Facebook.
Watch it on YouTube. Because streaming on Facebook is shit here. Also, on YouTube, they have VODs.
So, but yeah, actually, I haven't been able to sit down to watch NWA yet. Mm-hmm. But the general consensus that I've been getting out of it has been overwhelmingly positive. Like, even to the point where The Rock is even praising it.
I guess I'm going to have to be a dissenter. Depends on your definition of positive. What defines positive?
Well, like, there like people really like the old school vibe.
There was an excellent main event, right? It was an excellent main event. Everything else on the show was just average. There was a squash tag team match that was a lot like old NWA shows. I do dig the retro vibe, but I dug NWA back then anyway. Some of the talent they put on the... I'll rephrase that. One of the pieces of talent that was on there was on their mate first show was god awful. The guy that was wrestling James Storm, he came out of the microphone and was like, where's Storm, and it's like, he wasn't believable on the microphone, like, at all. But it was probably the only detraction to the whole... Oh, and Jim Cornette being on commentary. It adds to the old school feel, but Jim Cornette's just a twat. Like, he's stuck in his ways, old school, absolute twat, and he should be getting no work because he's a hateful son of a bitch. And I'm really sad to say that because I used to quite like Jim Cornette. He used to manage one of my favorite tag teams of all time in the Midnight Express. So,
So let's see here. You got Bound for Glory coming up soon for Impact.
Yep.
There's still the rumors out there of... John Morrison coming back to WWE. Although yeah. There's still nothing out on that. Shotzi Blackheart was offered a contract by William Regal at the latest Evolve show. So she's now going to be coming to NXT.
Yep. Scarlett Bordeaux, it's pretty much confirmed she's
coming to NXT.
Coming to WWE. Her appearance at Baltimore Comic Con for MCW is promoted as her last meet and greet of the year. So,
so that's there's really not a lot on my end in the news sector.
There has been a tweet from Nick Houseman who says that Bischoff may already be out as head of SmackDown.
That doesn't surprise me.
And that Bruce Pritchard is taking over.
I'm going to be honest. I think that would be a better move. Because from what it sounded like from all the stuff that we've been reading online, that Bischoff...
This literally popped up like 10 minutes ago, so...
Well, but like, even before that came up like 10 minutes ago, like, since Bischoff was announced as being the executive vice president of SmackDown, a lot of the stuff that's been said about him online has been virtually negative.
Yeah.
You know, about one of his writers caught sleeping in the back area. Oh, where's he at, you know, during the show? Oh, you can find him in catering. It seems like he's more interested in working with the Fox executives.
The only thing
than he is about working on the creative
side. The only thing I'm a little bit worried about with that is Pritchard is kind of a Vince yes man.
Yeah. Whereas Bischoff and Heyman is Heyman.
And looking at the drafts that we're going to go through later, right? I'm much more interested in the Raw roster than I am the SmackDown roster.
Yeah, I'm right there with you in regards to that too. After seeing the draft,
we'll get to that. So. Yeah. But yeah, that's just popped up in the last like 10-15 minutes. So yeah. I wanted to
bring that up real quick.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. I wish that we would see more of it. Like, we definitely see more of a Paul Heyman stamp on Raw.
Yeah, for better or worse.
For better or worse, we've seen more of a Paul Heyman stamp on Raw, but we've never seen an Eric Bischoff stamp on any SmackDown episode.
No, we haven't, no.
Yeah, and it's because it's also literally been Vince rewriting the shows the day of. So they've been Vince McMahon shows, not Eric Bischoff shows.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah. But it is what it is in a kind of a weird way. Well, actually, let me ask you this with the whole Bischoff thing. Do you think, because obviously I take a look at a few things like Matt Men podcast and stuff like that for their Facebook stuff. Do you feel that WWE is way behind the eight ball and they just need to, like, redo everything?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to keep it at that because there's so many...
I don't understand what you mean by way behind the eight ball.
Here, let me pull it up real quick.
I mean, I know what you... Like, it's like being snookered, right? But I don't know what that would mean in terms of... in relation to wrestling.
Yeah. Well, no, it's more in regards to the... Oh, wow. Jim Crockett is coming in the StarCast now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we need to talk about that because...
Let's stick to one...
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to find it real quick. Because somebody... Somebody put up a post. There it is. Right. Matt Men podcast, pro wrestling discussion. People were pissed about the Firefly Funhouse.
I agree with that.
Oh, burning it?
Yeah. No, I agree that it was a stupid move.
Can't find it unless it was just on the regular Facebook page. But somebody had posted something saying that with how abysmal the draft was, Oh, WWE breaking. Bruce Pritchard has been announced as the executive director of Friday Night SmackDown, reportedly directing the WWE chairman, Vince McMahon.
Okay.
That literally just broke on Twitter now.
But there's WWE.
From WWE.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually going to retweet it right now so you see it.
All right.
All right, just retweet it.
You'll hear my phone go off. So.
Yep. But pretty much they're saying that because of how much of a fiasco the draft was, and we'll get to more why it was, that people were feeling that WWE is behind the eight ball and that they just need to hit the refresh button, and because AEW is ultimately better than what WWE is doing now on television and blah, blah, blah. That's kind of the reference to it. It's that people are like, well, here's AEW, here's how they're doing it. It's a lot better than what WWE is producing. Should WWE just reboot what they're doing?
And this is a right, whoever wrote that's a fucking moron. Quite literally, one of the stupidest people on this planet. So stupid, he could be president of the United States right now. There is no better than WWE. There is different than WWE. It may be what you like more, but it's not necessarily what everyone likes more. Now, to us hardcore wrestling IWC fans, was the draft a letdown? Sure. Yes, it was. We'll get into that during the draft segment as to why I think the draft just didn't work. Just because you enjoy AEW more doesn't mean other people aren't enjoying WWE. It is perfectly acceptable for people to like something that you don't. Get over that and fucking understand that, because
it's funny because in the exact same group, somebody posted a picture of The Rock. And it said, wrestling fan. It had a stack of pancakes, like a massive stack. And it was Raw, SmackDown, AEW, NXT, New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact, NWA. And it was like,
yeah,
pretty much it's like you have a full stack of pancakes. Watch and eat what you want to watch and eat.
Stop watching it. But if you don't like WWE... you have to stop watching WWE. That means you can't watch NXT. Because it's part of WWE.
Gotta stop watching that NXT UK. That's WWE. You know? I don't know.
If you don't like something, don't watch it.
Yeah, and like, here's the thing. We shit all over WWE all the time, but we still enjoy
WWE. Enjoy the product.
Yeah.
If you look at, like, let's take last night's Raw, for example, right? Everyone's shitting all over the draft. That Cedric Alexander-Buddy Murphy match was fucking phenomenal.
I enjoyed that match. The Ali match.
The Ali and Andrade match.
Yeah.
Brilliant match. As Jordan says, what's our station? Well, just because we criticize something doesn't mean we don't enjoy it.
Yep.
And anyone who's like, WWE is so far behind the eight ball, tell that to their fucking bank account.
Because the bank account disagrees. So, we shit on it because we enjoy it.
If you were going to sit there and say that WWE is bad, don't watch it. Watch your AEWs, watch your New Japans, watch your Ring of Honors, watch your NWAs, watch your infinite amount of online on-demand services for MLW and Progress and ICW and all the fucking other ones, right? We are arguably in a better state for wrestling right now than we were during the Monday Night Wars. There is better wrestling. Like, go back and watch. You remember when everyone was like, when WCW started doing the cruise, and said, they're fucking revolutionary. This is unlike anything we've ever seen before. It's like every match now. Like, and I say this every time I do a live show, don't shit on what on other people enjoy. Be like, I don't enjoy it, but it's cool that you do. Take Walter, for example. There are so many of my friends that love Walter because he chops people very, very hard. And that's about all he does, except for looking like an inflated Dominic Mysterio.
Damn.
I can't stand Walter. And if we get into a conversation about Walter specifically, I'll be like, here's my opinion, and here's why. And if you want to try and convince me otherwise, you're welcome to. But all of the evidence I see teaches me otherwise, right? But I'm not going to sit there and go, you're a fucking idiot for liking Walter. There's only... I just can't.
Jordan just goes, he but he chops people so hard.
I don't. Whoever wrote that is a fucking idiot. Doesn't understand what fandom is.
Yeah.
Fandom is about selecting what you like and enjoying it. And if your fandom is, if you are an AEW fan, that's fine. Be an AEW fan. Don't sit there and shit on what other people enjoy. Just because you like apples and I like oranges, we're both still eating fruit.
Yep. Two little quick notes before we go to break for before we go into, I believe we are going to go into the draft next.
I thought we could do Hell in the Cell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're doing Hell in the Cell next because draft is going to take a lot of time. Yeah. That's right. Hell in a Cell and AEW. So we just got the confirmation from WWE that Bruce Pritchard is replacing Eric Bischoff.
Yeah. That's just become official.
Yep. Southern Maryland Comic Con has announced Lan Pitts as their guest for the convention on November 9th. Okay. Lan, who wrote for the WWE comic.
Yep.
There was a third thing. No, I think that was the deal. Oh, and I just want to do a shout out real quick to my friend Casey. Ben, as you know, at the Maryland Renaissance Fair, they do the Renaissance Rumble.
Yep.
My friend Casey is the one of the guys who does it. This past weekend, he had a heart attack. Today, he just got released from the hospital. He's doing well. So, Casey, I just want to send well wishes to you. And I'm glad that you're okay and continue to get better. So, because apparently it happened right after the Renaissance Rumble mm-hmm. on Saturday.
There was one more thing I wanted to bring up. And it's two things about a bit of New Japan. The first one being Okada has announced that he is willing to defend his IWGP heavyweight title on both nights of Wrestle Kingdom.
Nice.
Which somewhat devalues the G1 briefcase. Because the whole point of the G1 climax is to earn the world title shot at Wrestle Kingdom. But if he's just going to be defending against someone else at Wrestle Kingdom, it's like... And the other thing is they've released details on... Let me Google it quickly so I'll make sure I'm getting the right thing. I had it Googled and then I clicked off it. So it's to do with Jushin Thunder Liger because he announced that he was going to retire at Wrestle Kingdom this year. And they've gotten back to us and said that there are going to be, he's going to have a match each night, so that you'll be able to see him have a match each night. And the first match that was announced was for the first night, and it is going to be Jushin Thunder Liger, Tatsumi Fujinami, The Great Sasuke, and Tiger Mask to take on Naoki Sano, Shinjo Otani, Tetsuto Tawaka, and Orisuki Taguchi, which is going to be a hell of an eight-man. So, and then we haven't found out what the second one's going to be yet. So, and that the day after, so that's the match on January 4th. The second match will happen on January 5th, and then on January 6th, there will be like a big retirement ceremony at New Year's Dash at the gymnasium. They always hold New Year's Dash at. So
nice,
yeah,
nice little send off there.
Yeah, he deserves it. Let's be honest, he's Jushin Thunder Liger. I mean, so yeah, let's end news and notes there.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, that has been News and Notes plus a rant. And when we come back, we'll be talking about Hell in a Cell and the second episode of AEW Dynamite.